Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jake Pentland Show. I am Jake Pentland. We're not going to play that intro today. I am joined by Jen, who's at Madlib. Say hello.
Hello.
Susie Meister. Say hello.
Hello, friends.
How are you, Susie?
I'm good. I missed you.
I missed you, too. It's exciting for some MTV drama. I bet you missed it. It's been a while. When's the last time you were on MTV, by the way?
3 years ago, but It seems like just yesterday.
We're getting so old, these kids, man. This whole week on Twitter, it's like I feel like a pedophile or like 18 mm-hmm. yelling at me on Twitter. Also, Eli will be screening your calls and doing sound effects. It's important that I let you know that he is autonomous, although none of these new followers will know what that means. He works on his own, so he does his own sound effects. If I insult or offend anyone, it's Eli, not me. And he has the maturity level of a 15-year-old. He watches MTV and has since he's a kid, which is why I think he's kind of a moron. Anywho, James Duffy is our guest today, but he has not called in just yet. I'm a little nervous. I was warned that it's possible that he might not, but we're going to give it a few minutes. And if not, if he doesn't call, if he gets scared or hides, then feel free to call and tell me everything that you've been telling me on Twitter. And we can spend the time talking about him behind his back. But I wanted this to be
maybe
a forum.
Maybe he's scared. Maybe we should reassure him.
I don't think he's scared. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's scared. I just don't get that feeling from him. It doesn't seem to give a shit about anyone. Hell yeah, fucking right. Am I right? So we'll give it a little time. James Duffy, if you're listening, the number is 323-417-6705. Feel free to call in. We're all waiting. In the meantime, I just got to let people know who don't know who James Duffy is, like myself, a 34-year-old bald guy like myself, who does not have his finger on the pulse of our youth. What I know about him, and fill me in, ladies, or Eli, you probably watch more MTV than anyone. There is a show called 16 and Pregnant, which is a show about 16-year-old girls that are pregnant. In case you couldn't put that together.
Thank you for that.
This is what I can gather with my intelligence. And they, they're usually young and immature at best. I'm being nice. So this James Duffy guy is not on the show, but he has a relationship with one of the big stars of the show, which her name is Janelle Evans. Am I right, Jen?
Mm-hmm. You're mostly right. 16 and Pregnant, they spun it off and take some of their favorites from that show and started another show following them after they had kids called Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2. She's part of Teen Mom 2.
Okay, and she's 18 now or 19, right?
She's 20-ish, 21, because her son's 3. Or so.
So James Duffy, we got a caller. Can someone check? Maybe that's him. From what I know, he has a relationship with Janelle or has a history with Janelle.
But he's never been on the show.
Right, but he is sort of Twitter famous. He, from what I understand, he's posted nude photos of her from time to time. He's definitely in that circle. He's not on the show, but anyone that watches that show seems to know who James Duffy is. And as soon as we booked him as a guest, there he is. Okay, good. As soon as we booked him as a guest, we got tons of tweets about him. He is one of the most despised people I've ran into. So off the bat, I like him. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Can I get a hell yeah fucking right to start the show?
Hell yeah fucking right.
I was scared there for a bit you weren't going to call. I was in a little bit of a panic.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous, James?
Nah, I'm calm.
Okay,
I had a lot of rum and coke last night, so I'm nice and relaxed. With put in jail, too.
Oh, that sucks. That's why we were worried you weren't going to call in because you weren't tweeting, but I should have known you were in Twitmo. Now, when you say rum and coke, you're talking about rum with the drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, you have no need to be nervous. This show, just so you know, for the people that are listening for the first time, this is my philosophy. This is not the Jerry Springer show. Although I would not stop any drama or fighting from happening because it is entertaining and I am self-serving and narcissistic. I'm not going to lie. The purpose of this show is for my guests to get an open forum. I can already tell James that you know, you haven't really had a chance, from what I can see, to really tell your side of the story. Everybody's got an opinion on you. Everybody's already made up their mind, and I haven't really seen anywhere where you've really been interviewed and had a chance to tell your story. Is that true?
True. I mean, like, I put it out there, but, you know, it's just hard to believe for some people. You know what I mean?
I do. I know what you're saying. So I just want you to know you're safe here. That, you know, if we do take calls, it'll be later. This is just a chance. This is for you to have an open mic and an open medium. Okay, so I'm not here to attack you unless you turn out to be a psychopath. Then I'll do what I do. But I was just explaining your story. Now, you have a relationship for those. Most of the people listening to my show probably don't watch Teen Mom like me. So just fill us in a little bit on your relationship with that show, or Janelle specifically, just so we can get a little backstory.
I mean, it's weird how I met her. I actually added her on MySpace. Okay, and that's when we first interacted. And I actually watched all these people attack this poor girl, and I couldn't understand what was going on. I mean, like calling her disgusting names, telling her she's a bad mom and all that stuff. And then later on, I guess like a couple of months later, probably like 2 months, 3 months at most, I added her back on Facebook, all right, because she was best friends with my friend Amber Lane, all right? Now, what happened was that we got to talking, and she was just telling me she gets attacked constantly and this and that online, you know, and Amber already knew my background. You know, I'm always prepared for a fight online. You know, I know how to deal with assholes. So Janelle came over, and we started hanging out and having dinner and stuff like that. But we actually got friendly. I mean, like, she did, you know, was supposed to work, but, you know, at the time when she was doing this, she was doing probation for, I think it was, they alleged that she broke into a house in Oak Island, but actually she had permission to stay there, and what happened was that keeper messed the house up. So the landlord flipped out and called the cops on them and said they were trespassing. So she got some bum charges, and, you know, so to speak, you know, she was going to probation for that, plus, possession of marijuana, something like that. But, you know, it wasn't until after, you know, we were close that I found out actually who she was, and I really wasn't prepared for it. You know what I mean? So.
And but, when you say you're back, I did very little research on you because the truth is I wanted to have a completely objective view of you. I didn't retweet. I didn't read any police report or anything because, you know, like I said, it's your chance to keep, you know, to be open. And I feel as a host I should be objective. So forgive me for my ignorance on any subject. But did you, when you say you found her, did you hire her? Was there a work relationship or were you just friends? Because you do have a business, right?
Well, yes. I have a small guitar business. Originally I was hiring her for, you know, a personal assistant, but she never worked, you know, because she had voiceovers in Wilmington. She had probation. She had parenting classes and stuff like that. And somewhere along the line, we just became intimately involved. You know, I can't explain it other than, you know, we fell in love with each other. But the problem with it was her age, obviously, and, you know, it was kind of too late because I didn't know who she was. You know,
you guys were
never
in love?
Pardon
me? You guys
me?
Fell in love? I'm sorry. You guys said you fell in love?
I loved her. She loved me. We sent our little text messages back and forth, yes. You know, but things got messed up because when Kiefer got out of jail, that's Kiefer dealt, it was sometime in November, I believe the middle of November. What happened was that he got out of jail in Maryland and he was facing 8 charges in North Carolina and she cheated on me. So our relationship took a little bit of a different direction.
Who's
you
Kiefer?
Know, I tried to be her friend. Pardon me?
Who's Kiefer? Remember, I'm old. I watch fucking, like, you know. Goody.
Yeah, he's the green hoodie dude.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What happened was that we struggled for the next 6 weeks. And what happened was that a girl named Hannah, you know, she wound up moving in with me and a girl, Jerry Lynn, and Janelle got jealous of the whole situation. And by then, she, Kiefer was already gone, so now Janelle was alone. And then what happened was that Hannah wound up moving in with Janelle, and Janelle was supposed to move in with me, all right? But something happened along the line, and I have no idea what the hell happened. But there was a big fight between me and Janelle, and then Janelle and Hannah. Hannah wound up moving in, and then Janelle went ballistic on both of us, you know. But, you know, since then, you know, we had our struggles. I wound up taking her to court, filing charges on Hannah's behalf just to stop her from what she was doing because she was posting stuff online. You know, yeah, she said I poisoned her spaghetti and all that stuff. I mean, it's just a little... Yeah,
I like
how
Jen laughs at that.
Sorry.
So,
sorry.
For record, you
I
did
laugh
not...
at the wrong time. Hell yeah, fucking right. There we
and
go.
I won the fucking who needs therapy poll over Jen, for the record.
Yeah.
But you did not, in fact, poison her spaghetti.
Pardon me?
You never poisoned her spaghetti, correct?
No, no.
Okay.
I mean, like, if you look at my pictures on Facebook, I've posted them before. Janelle was actually thanking me for the spaghetti and meatballs. All right. She came over with Amber that. Yeah. But, I mean, like, if you look for our past and stuff like that, you could see that we had some pretty wild parties at my house. There were videos. When Janelle was attacking Hannah, I was trying to do everything I can to stop her, and what happened was that we had a Twitter war on the night of my birthday because I went out with Hannah, and Janelle started posting on my Facebook page calling me a sugar daddy to Hannah, all right, and then started attacking me on Twitter. So I turned around and I retaliated by posting pictures of Janelle and Tori going at it in my house. I mean, like, I'm not proud of it. I'm really
Wait,
not.
Going at it was for an old guy, I guess.
Yeah, I feel bad that I did it.
But are we talking, like, going at it, like,
fist
fighting or going at it, like, blah, blah, blah. That's my muff dive.
At the time, they had their clothes on, all right? But, you know, later on that night, because Hannah and Jerry moved in, Jerry Lynn is another girl, you know, another pretty girl. She did a girl-on-girl act all over the house, and then they wound up screwing in my bedroom. You know, I was kind of pissed off about that, you know, but she did it to get me pissed off and to get even and all that stuff, I guess. But what happened is that when the Twitter war started, I posted those pictures on Twitter.
Gotcha.
You know, and just all this other stuff, you know, probably I shouldn't have. But the thing is, I was doing this just to defend myself, all right, because of the allegations that she made about poisoning spaghetti and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, we've struggled. We tried to be friends after that whole incident, too. I mean, like, she was back at my house, what was that, in June, when Gary broke her door down because she was afraid of Gary. All right?
No idea who Gary
and
is.
What, yeah, Gary broke the door in.
Who's
you know?
Gary? I feel like I'm watching Springer. Who's Gary?
Gary is the guy she dated after me. It was official. Their date was January 4th, my birthday, to get spiteful and even with me. But they had their struggles also. You
so
know,
are you friends
Gary,
with... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I was friends with Gary also.
No, I'm saying Janelle. Like, today, your relationship with Janelle, you guys don't talk anymore, right? Or where does this
actually,
stand?
Actually, we are talking. All right,
really?
We're friends. Yes, okay. Yes. I got some surprises, you know, people that they're going to want to hear, you know, but it's actually really good surprises, you know. Right now we're friends, all right, which is better. I'd rather be a friend than an enemy, you know. I just don't want to do that anymore, you know, but she's actually with
friends
right now.
I did see, it seemed, what little I did catch this week, that there were nude photos of her posted again on her Facebook, and I think you took credit for it. Wasn't that earlier this week?
No, I did.
No? Okay.
No. Actually, I found the hacker, all right? The hacker called me, all right? I've been helping Janelle with this, you know? I feel bad that the news were posted, you know? I mean, like,
Wait
I'm
a
not
minute.
Proud of that.
So the news were what? Posted on your Twitter, but it was a hacker?
No. The nudes, they took the nude pictures that I have of Janelle and posted it on Janelle's fan page and on her Twitter.
Oh, okay.
But what I saw on your Facebook fan page was the one that said, yeah, I hacked Janelle's Twitter. And then on her Twitter it said, yeah, I'm, you know, hell yeah, fucking right. I just put pictures of Janelle and it had her nudes again. So I was just wondering on your Facebook, how come it said it there too?
It looks like we've lost James.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
No, he's right here.
I think he called back. I'm gonna guess that was...
It's probably a spell.
Fucking blog talk. Goddamn fucking blog talk. James, are you back on the air?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Fucking blog talk. Fuck this place. Sorry. Give me shit. Unless you hung up, then I shouldn't be mad. But fuck them. Fuck them. Anyway, yeah, you got disconnected. So Jen was asking as you got disconnected, once the nudes were posted, she said she saw, I think you even said the hell yeah, fucking right, I posted it on your Twitter page. Is that what you saw, Jen?
No, Facebook. No. His Facebook fan page, it said, yeah, I posted, or I
hacked
same person.
Yeah.
Oh, they hacked your account and Janelle's account. Huh. Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you and Janelle are friends. There wasn't a nude photo outbreak this week that you were part of.
Actually, I'm not part of the outbreak this week. All right. I am responsible for posting her nudes online a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And why did you do that to her? I'm curious. Seriously, that's the part I missed. I knew she had nudes on there, and I just never knew that who did it. So this was all came together over the last month with having you on. So why?
I had no choice.
Defending his friend Hannah.
Yeah, it was sometime in October. I mean, like, I was getting attacked again, you know, being accused of sexually harassing Janelle at work, all right, which, you know, it wasn't true. It really wasn't. You know, as long as I'm displaying pictures of Janelle posing nude and masturbating, then obviously I'm not sexually harassing her at work. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
So it's just my way of defending myself. You know, I've already proved that she liked the spaghetti and meatballs, so I never poisoned her.
Got it. All right, making notes. She liked the spaghetti and meatballs. Good.
Yeah.
And the nude photos. Now, I got to. This is where I'm stepping a little bit. You're saying you posted them the 2 months ago. That was the only time you've ever posted the nude photos.
I posted them in October, and then we came back again in January because I was getting attacked again. You know what it is? One of the problems we have is that the fans or followers on Janelle's page, sometimes they'll just come back and they start a whole bunch of shit and open up a old wound.
Right.
You know what I mean? So then I got to defend myself. Cortland got involved. You know, I mean, like, at the time I was misled by Taylor Lewis, who's Cortland's baby mama. And, you know, she, you know, basically spread a whole bunch of lies about Janelle and Cortland, for that matter. And, like, her whole situation was just to break the two of them up, and I wasn't seeing it at the time, you know. But I got involved with another Twitter war in January, and, you know, the nudes did get posted again.
So
you know, because they're...
Pure retaliation.
All since day one.
I'm sorry,
and then it just comes back, and you got to prove it all over again, but... I'm done proving it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because you can see, even if she's lying about you, and for sake of argument, you know, saying you poisoned her and all these things that aren't true, you do realize the minute you post a new photo, you're going to lose in a court of public opinion, which you may not care about. But you have to be aware of that, yes?
Well, I wouldn't call it lying, all right? Janelle has the right to her privacy and the right to defend herself and stuff like that. The point being, you know, everyone tries to call her out on lies, and she, you know, she protects herself. The thing is, she doesn't want people to know. It's none of their fucking business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she has every right to do that. Unfortunately, she does get caught. You know, and just people hate her, you know, because they think, you know, think of her as a liar. But she's just trying to protect her image or, you know, her privacy. You know, they put her phone number up, they put her address, post pictures of her house and all kinds of freaking stuff. And these people have never interacted with Janelle whatsoever. I mean, like, she's got the craziest stalkers you can ever imagine. And you know what? I feel bad, you know.
Well, I do find it interesting. You have to understand how confusing it is for me to talk to you right now. When you get, in one sentence, you're getting very protective of Janelle's privacy, two sentences after you've admitted to posting nude photos of her. I don't understand how you can, well, I mean, where the correlation breaks down in your brain. Like, is there not a wall there that tells you that those are kind of the one and the same? Or you're just so mad at the moment, you just see red that you just react.
it was necessary that I did all of this because of the charges that Janelle took out on me, all right, and the accusations that were online because she said I poisoned and drugged her food,
right.
All right? In the state of North Carolina, that's two felonies, all right? That's kidnapping and assault on a female, all right? They're serious charges, and she was putting it out there online that I did this, all right? And she was just, you know, laughing it off. She posted it on her fan page on Facebook saying, ha, 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 Duffy, look at this article. And I read the article, and I was horrified, you know. But
okay.
She was just getting, been, you know, mad that, you know, Hannah moved in with me again, and you know what I mean?
Well, I do. But, I just, I mean, you're an older gentleman. You're close to 50 now, right?
Yeah, you could say.
Late
40. 40.
You're closer to 45 than 50. Well, either way.
How old are you, James?
Yeah, how old are you, James?
I mean.
I'm sorry, what?
I think Maddie said something.
No, Susie asked how old you were.
Oh, okay. No, she was saying?
No,
James, how old are you?
I'm 47, so I'm closer to 45.
Okay. So, I'm not here to berate you on this. I'm just, again, this is what I do on my show. I'm always trying to get to the heart of the matter. You could have just as easily, when she was threatening that you, or saying in public that you poisoned her, you could have defended those in court if they weren't true. You didn't necessarily have to take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
She never
that.
Took charges out on those. Instead, she took charges out for cyberstalking because I posted pictures of her partying at my house.
Right.
Now, yeah, what happened was that the judge and the district attorney saw her drinking bottle of E&J in the pictures. You know, so it worked out both ways because I'm contributing to a minor. But Janelle sent me text messages saying she's coming over with her own bottle of E&J and she's bringing Tori. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
The thing is, I felt it was necessary to get her off the road because she was drunk when she showed up. And if you saw the video, you can see what I mean. So
These sound like the dangers of dating someone so young, though, too.
Well, she was 19 turning 20. I mean, I never expected this at all. I never asked her about or anything, and just it happened.
You are friends now.
Yes, we're friends.
And all this is in the past, and you guys are going to work towards
it. It's in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I got to get into the next question. This is the question, I can already see in the screen multiple questions, and Susie led to it. But one of the things you have to defend on Twitter more than anything is your age versus the girl's age that you date. Because Janelle's not the only girl you've dated that's under 20, right?
No.
So you I don't know how many relationships you've been in, but you prefer to date. I'm sorry, what?
Just give me a few minutes. I mean, like, my ex-fiancée, she's 35 or 36 now, all right? I've dated a 23-year-old. I've dated a 25-year-old.
What about Taylor? Wasn't that one of, Janelle's husband's ex or something?
Yes. I mean,
so
like,
she's
that
one, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
embarrassed? You prefer the younger ladies.
You seem kind of hesitant. Are you embarrassed by it, or is it hell yeah, fuck?
No, I'm not embarrassed. You know, the thing is, when you date a girl, okay, that's 19 years old, you know, I mean, we was Janelle, she was turning 20 years old, all right? This was, the end of September throughout December, all right? She turned 20 on December 19th, all right? People still think of her as a teenager. The same thing with Taylor. All right. I mean, the moment I met Taylor, Taylor spent 3 weeks with me. She was at my side constantly at a hotel. And, you know, what happened was that some crazy woman on the internet tracked the hotel room. And next thing you know, we're getting hundreds of calls every day. The hotel told us we had to leave. We were getting harassed, and Taylor was afraid, you know, for Jaja, her daughter, because, you know, there's just some crazy people there. But, you know.
So. Let me just ask you straight out. Is, some reports that I did get, which I, like I said, I didn't read because I wanted an objective approach with you,
uh-huh.
but there were some, I don't know if they were warrants or court records or whatnot. I don't want to put words, incorrect words in your mouth, but there were some allegations of girls that were like 15 or 16.
That's a lie.
There was never any.
Lie. Okay. Yeah, there's this crazy.
For everyone.
Yeah, absolute lie. All right. They did post forged documents, what was that, about a month ago, supposedly from the FBI and all that stuff. And recently I went to court with over that stuff, and the judge got really pissed off, all right, because the same person also hacked my fan page and was posting on there, and they created a hate page on Facebook too. But, you know, all of that stuff is a lie. There are no warrants, all right. I've never slept with 15-year-olds or 14-year-old Megan or whatever the heck it is. You know, what they were trying to do is just discourage you from talking to me.
Yeah, which I don't do. I mean, that's not my style. I'll talk to anyone. And if it isn't true, like I said, then you should have a right to defend yourself in the court of public opinion, which is what you're doing here today. I don't know that it's true or not, to be honest with you. I don't know you. We're not buds. But.
Oh, no. I was in court, and what was that, on the 11th? All right. The judge took down my information and everything. All right. I brought all of this stuff up. I showed him everything right there. I would be in jail right now if that were true.
Okay, so what is the age of consent? You're in North Carolina?
I'm in South Carolina.
North Carolina. What is the age of consent, by the way? It's younger than 18, like here in California, right?
16.
So 16. So you could legally, at 47 years old, have sex with a 16-year-old?
Yes.
I'm moving to South Carolina, motherfucker. I'm moving there right now.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. I'm not in. Oh, I'll tell you, I could never date even a 20, 22-year-old. I mean, I couldn't do it. Just between you and me, that's for me. That women at that age are, you know, they're not yet mentally fully developed. They're, you know, they haven't even had a real job yet. I mean, they're 20, 21 years old, and we all know how stupid. I don't know if you remember being 21, James, but I was a fucking idiot at 21. So I mean, there has to be. This is my question to you. If we were friends, if we were out having a beer together, I would tell you, like, dude, why are you even dating a 21-year-old or a 17-year-old, or even a 16-year-old for that matter? How can you have a conversation with them? Either you are immature and you are in that 20, 21-year-old range, or you just like them because they're young and, you know, they're hot. I mean, I get it physically why they're attractive.
Mm-hmm.
No one's
well,
yeah.
You know.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But it's not like I ask girls out. Okay, I never do. All right, the only way I can really tell if a girl likes me is she's going to ask me out. And quite honestly, you know, I'm limited to who chooses me. All right, so if a girl, you know, for example, 21 years old, asks me out on a date, I'm going to say yes.
Of course.
All right. And the thing is, the women my age, all right, 40 and up, they're already pissed off, disgruntled, and hate men my age. All right, so they're going to date someone in their 50s and older.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then you have, like, the age group of, like, 30 to 35, all right? It's very limited dating there because most women that age are just getting married and having kids and all this stuff. So, you know, I mean, like, I don't target the friggin' 19-year-olds to 23. That's completely false, you know? I mean, like, I was with a girl, Sarah. She's turning 26 now, I guess, and like, yeah, this was,
to you, right?
This was in, let me see, October of this past year, something like that, October to December, but, you know.
Do you have, I mean, do you have conversations with these 20, 21-year-olds? I mean, you have much more life experience, don't you feel? I mean, wouldn't the danger... I have a friend, I'll be honest with you. His name's Harry. He's probably listening.
Wow, say his name and everything.
Yeah, I don't care. We call him Jaguar because I found this fucking bondage profile dating site, James, and it was him naked, and his name was Jaguar. He's a perv. And it said knife play and rape play. So we're not friends anymore. But anyway, long story short, he was always dating 19 or 20-year-old girls, but he was into dominatrix, and he liked women that age because they were easier for him to submit them. So I always look at, like, when I see the age thing, it doesn't creep me out in the way that it probably creeps out all of our callers and people that don't like you. It creeps me out in a different way because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there is some level that you do feel superior because you do have more life experience, you are older, to these women, and that you have sort of leverage in the relationship that might be the turn-on. Is there any truth to that?
Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
You're in the hot seat.
I'm getting... Hold on one second.
What's happening?
No, I'm getting a message right now.
From Janelle?
From Janelle. Tell her to call in.
Yes. She should call in.
Yeah,
she's telling me right now.
She should call in.
I mean, have I not proven that I'm objective and open-minded? Please. This is
we love her.
Eli did do one negative sound effect, but that's all Eli.
Well, here's what you told me, okay?
Yes.
I have to bring this up to you because Janelle was accused of doing some really horrible things to Taylor, all right?
Okay.
Taylor is her husband, the estranged husband's baby mama.
Wait,
all right?
sorry to cut you off, James. Before you go here, can you just answer my question about the dating younger girls?
Dating other girls or
younger girls? Like, do you feel like there's some empowering leverage you have because they're younger? I'm not saying
it's not at all. No. I mean, like, girls, you know, around this area, I mean, like, they date and they marry very young. All right, the girls around here, it's kind of sad because a lot of them at the age of 17, 18, they're knocked up. So, you know, because the jobs are scarce and whatever, they're either going to go on drugs, you know, sell drugs from home or become a shopper, you know. So they kind of like target guys like me, you know.
You say they target guys like you, now this is something I will say in your defense, and I've been saving this, but everybody's out to get you because you date younger girls. It doesn't seem like there seems to be that same amount of venom towards the girls that decide to date a 47-year-old man. I mean, it's not like you're clubbing them on the head and dragging them home. I mean, they are entering the relationship with you. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is creepy, maybe it's creepy, maybe I'm a perv. But let's say it is creepy. It's cyclical. They have to be as much willing as you are. So why do you get all the hate and they don't? Is it because you're an adult and they think you should be the adult? I mean, why do you think you get the hate? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Very careful with this. You know, because, you know, I'll go around in some sort of way, make sure that a girl, you know, for example, 20 to 23, you know, if she likes me, she has to tell me via text, all right, or via email and stuff like that. I just want some sort of record so that I don't look like a creep and, you know, stalking them, you know, so...
If there wasn't a law, like, for age of consent, would there be an age limit?
For James?
Yeah. I mean, like, is it just about I love the person, period? Or,
yeah, let's do sexual limbo. Like, how low would you go, James?
If there was no age limit.
Well, the youngest was 19, you know. I mean,
that's
like,
the youngest,
in the last...
young as you'd go?
I thought Janelle was 18. But no.
No, Janelle was 19 turning 20.
Right.
And what
December
about
19?
All the Ashley Meeks people are talking about that she's 17? Is that a current love right now?
What do you mean?
Are you having relations with Ashley Meeks right now, who's 17?
That was a rumor that was started. Someone hacked her page. All right. I mean, like, it's like ridiculous, and it's the same person that was.
You guys have to get creative. Get way more creative with your passwords.
Yeah, really, James. Come on.
No, they hacked her page. All right, and that same person also started the rumor where the runaway was staying at my house. This girl named Megan, a 14-year-old, and there's warrants for my arrest. It's some fat girl named Mandy Gatlin. You know, that goes by the name of Pepper or something like that. But, you know, she spread very disgusting lies about me. So,
I believe they were planning on calling in at some point. I would hope that they do. But before we go to calls, so one last question about the age, and then we'll move on. These women, I don't know in general, but of the women you've dated that are 19 and 20, did they have healthy relationships with their father? Any of them? Because I have a theory about young girls that date older guys.
Well, it's hard to say, you know, because Janelle hasn't seen her biological father in so long. I mean, like, she has her stepfather, Mike, you know, and Barbara's married to her and stuff like that. I really don't know the relationship between them. And I know that Barbara had some problems with Mike in the past. So, you know,
do you feel like sometimes, I want to go to calls, so I don't get this, like,
and then Taylor,
do you feel like sometimes you feel that father role?
Selling drugs and stuff, so,
okay.
You know.
Do you feel
these
like you
girls,
feel
they,
that? father role for them sometimes? Like, does that ever get creepy in a sexual relationship? Like, do you ever have those kinds of, I don't know, feelings in the relationship either way? Does that ever come up?
I don't feel like the father role, no. I mean, Janelle's brilliant. You just have no fucking idea how much she really is. Taylor is addicted. I mean, like, I don't, you know, I got sucked into that one, totally sucked into that one, you know, but that's that.
All right. Well, we're going to go to callers in a second, but you did have one thing that you did want to clear up, and I'll let you clear that before we go to callers. So I cut you off.
Yeah, because she's been accused of so many things, and to clarify something, you know, in regards to Taylor and stuff like that, you know, Taylor pretty much, like, destroyed this whole relationship between Courtland and Janelle, but, you know, Courtland has a big part of it. But, you know, Taylor was, like, posting ads, you know, about getting a sugar daddy on Plenty of Fish, all right, and blaming Janelle and posting her phone number on there. And I was wondering why Taylor wasn't taking charges out on Janelle, all right, because at the time I was with her. So she changed her number 4 times during the time that we were dating, and just basically putting all the hate and blame on Janelle, all right? And I didn't know about this until I found out from her sister, Kristen, and then everything started making sense, all right? Because there were times where Janelle didn't even have her phone number, all right? And then Taylor would go online and, you know, basically say, why won't you see Jaja, and send a message to Courtland and make the guy look like an idiot, you know, and just make Janelle look just as bad. You know, but she posted a lot of things and put a lot of blame on Janelle, you know,
okay,
which
so
really
gonna,
weren't true.
I got you. So yeah. We've cleared up what we've cleared up. Granted, you're telling me the truth, which I have no reason to assume you're not. It seems like you haven't clubbed or beaten up any 14-year-old girls that anyone knows about, and that everyone you are dating is around the 18 or 19. And even if it was 17, that's still a year older than the legal consent, that your relationships may be creepy to some, but you're not fulfilling a father role, and you're not drugging their spaghetti. So are you ready to go to caller Jim? I have told people you have a bit of a reputation for blocking people on Twitter like my mother, and I've assured people that you would take these calls and not hang up. So I'm going to ask you to stay in the pocket with me. They might be nice, who knows, but please don't hang up. If it does get weird, any caller out there calling in now, if you don't stay on topic or you're just calling in to insult James, I will hang up on you, not because I'm protecting James, but because I want to move the show along. So please be succinct with your questions. All right, James, you ready? In the hot seat. This is like a video game portion of the interview. We need a drum roll. We have a caller on the air named Savannah. Savannah, you're on the air.
Hi, Jake. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Well, how did you feel about Janelle not paying her child support?
That's not true. Not true at all. And I have some news for you. Yes. Actually, Janelle is 2 weeks ahead of her child support. And as it stands right now, Barbara Evans is going to drop child support altogether. Janelle got screwed over by Brunswick County.
Hell yeah,
right.
Fucking right.
Hey,
hell
yeah.
All
right, she got screwed over on a bum charge. And you're going to find out about it in the next week or two. All right, but Janelle's completely innocent about that.
Hell yeah, fucking right.
Hell yeah, fucking right. Any more questions, Savannah?
Yeah, is James up to date on his child support?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's not
good. Are you $250,000 in arrears?
Holy shit.
I don't know if it's about that much, but it's quite a bit.
Did you graduate high school, James?
Pardon me?
Did you graduate high school?
Well, that's not important.
What does this have to do with Janelle?
Yeah, let's stick one question at a time, Savannah, and then I got to go to the callers. Now, you're back paying child support. That's not good. You know that, right?
That's no good.
No, it's not good.
Hold on,
I was fighting for my, which I did have with my kids. My ex did all kinds of shit to keep me from my kids. I fought for years. I spent over $100,000 having my visitation enforced. And at the end of the 5th contempt with the visitation order, the judge basically turned around and said, if the police officer is not here to testify, I'm throwing a petition out again. All right? I walked in with 30 police reports, and I said, I've had enough. All right. I wasn't in any arrears whatsoever, and my salary was being garnished direct. All right. I was up to date with my child support, so I walked away. All right.
You have paid. How many years has it been since you've paid?
Probably since 2006, about that.
And do you have a relationship with your kids, or are they just out of your life?
No, I haven't seen them in the longest time.
Terrible. All right. I'm gonna ask Savannah for one more question before I let you go. Savannah, you have one last question, because I got a lot of callers.
Yes. Did he have sex with Taylor in the hotel room with Jar Jar present?
Who's Jar Jar?
I'm not answering that question.
A baby.
Oh. Did you have sex with Jar Jar? Right?
Not Jar Jar.
I'm so out of it, James. I'm fucking, like I said, I'm too old for this shit. All right. Let's go on to the next caller. So far, the first one was negative, James, not going to lie. Maybe this one, Tanya is her name, will come to your head. Tanya, you're on the air.
I'm here. Do I get to ask my question? Or
of course. Go ahead. This is your chance.
Hi. James, I just would like to know why it is that every time a woman stands up to you on Twitter or Facebook, you threaten to choke the fuck out of them.
Whoa.
Is it Napoleon Bonaparte syndrome?
She said, I muted her so you could answer your question, James. Why do you threaten to choke people?
A girl.
I'm sorry, what?
I never threaten to choke a girl.
All right. Tanya, I have to... he says he never threatened to choke a girl. Are you satisfied with that answer?
I have screenshots proving otherwise.
All right.
You can follow my Twitter.
First of all, I will say, again, threatening on Twitter is completely different than actually physically choking somebody. I'm just going to throw that out there. Anything else, Tanya?
So he's denying it, even though that he has physically threatened three women that I know and I have screenshots of.
He may be lying about what he said on Twitter, but I don't think threatening to choke somebody on Twitter is really that terrible, just for the record. Are you lying, James, or what? It's cool.
Yes,
you're safe here. Huh?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. I mean, I asked if you're lying about the screenshots.
No, not at all.
All right. Next caller. This is fun, man. See, I got your back. Next caller. He won't say his name. He says he has some beef with you. He's difficult to understand. 910 area code. You're on the air. Are you calling from inside a bathtub, sir? Hey.
Who's this?
This is Jake of the Jake Pentland Show. How can I help you?
No, it's Ryan and Janelle. What the fuck is up, Duffy?
All right.
Who the hell is this?
I believe
it's Ryan and
Duffy. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who is
this,
sir?
It's Ryan and Janelle.
It's Ryan and Janelle. Oh, what an exciting moment for our show. Do you have anything
to say?
What
is up, Duffy?
I'm doing my show. What's up with you guys?
Just calling in to say hey. What's up, man? Say hey to Janelle.
Tell me good news, Ryan.
That was not really Ryan and Janelle, I'm imagining, yes?
Actually, if it's a 910, I know Ryan's voice.
Is that him?
All right. Put him on.
All right, let's see. I'm sorry, Ryan, I assumed you were a crackpot, but maybe I'm wrong. Is this really Ryan?
Yes, it's Ryan Dolph. What's up?
What's up?
That's him.
We're just listening in, checking in, and just wanting to say hey to Duffy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Now fill me in. Who
Ryan.
Is Ryan? Who are you, Ryan? I have no idea who anyone is. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm one of Duffy's and Janelle's friends.
Gotcha. Has everything Duffy said up to this point, does it seem like he's telling the truth or is he lying to me? It's like I'm very upset when people lie to me.
Well, the Taylor shit, yes. We checked in with the Taylor shit, yes. Taylor, the fish is true.
Part
the choking part, I don't know about Duffy threatening any women, but that's whatever. It's Twitter, so it's whatever, you know?
So, James,
but we're getting a great laugh. Most of it is true.
Most of it is true.
And it is true about the child support. That is, Janelle's been 2 weeks ahead. I don't know why they charged her with that. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Gotcha. No, I'm asking specifically about James. Is what he's saying true?
Yes, when he said yes about the child support, yes, that is true.
Okay. Any question? Any last thing? You're just calling to say what's up?
We're just calling to say what's up.
All right, well, what's up, brother? Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We are going down the line. How you doing, James? You sweating?
Nope, I'm still
here. Can I read this message, Jake?
Yes,
regarding
I told people the
choking.
Yes.
This was from your fan page, so I think this is what they're talking about. It says, I'm coming for you next, Pepper Pussy, whatever the fuck your name is. I'm going to drop bombs on you and then come find you and choke you the fuck out. I think it was heartless and cruel to post Janelle's diary in slashed wrist pit. No morals, you fucking cunt. Is that the choke out thing they're talking about, I think?
James, are you there? Oh, we lost James again. Talk. James, please call back. I think, any other callers that we want to talk to? Are these people insane? Is James calling back? I think James choked himself out, actually, is what happened. Is that James right there? Sorry, everybody. We lost James. Are there any tweeted questions, Jen? I know I told people to tweet you questions are in the chat room. Make sure
well,
I get
one
to
of the ones they keep asking was his job, and he's not there to answer it. So
no,
I've heard
back.
He makes guitars. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he said he works for guitars. James, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. I get so scared that you hang up, and I get all pissy. But then I realize you're on Blog Talk fucking radio. So.
No, all right. Just disconnected. So.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we're hanging in there. Next question is from Julie. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Julie?
I'm good. I just have a question for James. He posted nudes, you know, of Janelle and everything, and he said that a crazy lady, and I'm sure he's talking about Carmen, posted the location where he was staying with Taylor. But my question is, why did he post all of his text message and also sexual picture of her that he sent that she sent to him? I don't understand that.
Okay. This has to do with, you know, allegations of sexually harassing Janelle at work. As long as we had a relationship, then obviously I wasn't harassing her at work. You know, I'm justifying. What Carmen did is a little different. She's not part of Janelle's life. She never met her or anything like that. Someone recently posted her diary. Never met Janelle or anything like that. She had no permission to have that material. All right, or to have that diary, or Carmen never had permission to track the hotel and just basically freak out, you know, Taylor, you know, in concerns with the baby. But, you know, I'm actually part of this, all right? Janelle and I, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, a relationship, a friendship, whatever in the past, I was part of that, and I had the right to post that to defend myself, all right? I mean, I have no hard feelings on her or anything like that, and I feel bad when people attack her or anything like that, but these are things that I had the right to share, all right, because it's my personal property. Do you understand
her
what I'm
naked
saying?
Pictures?
Yeah.
I don't understand how naked pictures. I mean, I have never taken naked, well, I shouldn't say never, but I have not given anyone naked pictures of myself for that reason. I mean, but at the same time, if it's someone that I cared about, I would not share them. I wouldn't think of them as my property. I'd think I was doing something to hurt them purposefully.
You know what? My intentions were just to keep them and never show them to anyone. And I feel terrible I did that to her. God's honest truth, I really do.
Okay.
All right.
That's the first time I heard you say that part, so that's good to hear that you felt that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I feel bad. I really do. You know,
sure,
it's just, I mean, like, I was being called so many names, you know, a stalker, of someone who constantly talks about her. I really don't want to talk about her. If I'm going to say something, I want to say something nice about Janelle and share things that you don't know about Janelle. You know, that's what I would rather do on my Twitter and share cooking recipes, maybe post my artwork or a YouTube video of me playing fucking guitar. You know, I mean, like, I'm not a stalker like these other people are. I mean, like, they invade her life like you wouldn't believe. And it just, it makes her depressed, and it totally brings her down, you know? But
what do you think, upset her the most, though? I mean, honestly, for everything that's ever happened to her online, she would, I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but I would assume it would be the naked photo she'd posted. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they call guilty names, druggy, this and that. You know what? Janelle's totally sober, all right? And I know this for sure, all right? You know, Ryan did call. You know, we're all in the same circle of friends. We're all very tight. We keep close to each other. She's clean, all right? And, you know, honestly, the girl was set up, all right? And I'll explain it to you in a little bit. But,
okay.
You know, just all the things that she calls, she gets called, she's called a whore and this and that. You know what? Janelle was with, what, three guys last year? All right? Just three. There was Kiefer, Gary, and, you know, eventually there was Cortland. So, you know, I mean, like, she's not a whore, all right? If you saw how she is in life, I mean, the girl takes two showers a day. She's neat. She's, like, you know, I mean, like, I can justify some of the names that she's been called, so.
All right. We only got a few more callers. We've got Brody and Kelly. But, Kelly, you're on the air first.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Kelly. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jake. Listen, Duffy, I've got a question for you.
All right.
I do not care about Janelle, don't care about Cortland. I am a childhood sexual survivor as well as an adult rape survivor. And I want to tell you something, that the little girls, no matter whether 17, 18, 19, 20, they're still not developed yet. They're going to carry everything, what you do to them, all of the crap you do to them, to their adult life. Buddy, I'm your age.
Okay.
You know, it still haunts me, the shit that I've been through in my life. You, why are you even in these young teens' life? You know, these 20-year-olds. You need to remove yourself, get away from it, because I'm telling you right now, you scare me. You are exactly the what I when I look at, you know, your profile or something like that, you are something that has either raped me or has molested me.
Wow.
Now listen to me. You have all of these children, all of these very young girls, and believe me, I'm from Orange County, California. My daughter was you know where I am. Oh,
yeah.
What does that mean?
I was living in California for a couple of years.
So
no,
how do you know
County.
Where I am?
He doesn't.
Okay,
all
well,
right,
fine. Okay, what I'm saying is that, look, my daughter, I had to go rescue my daughter from something like this, from one of you, and she was 19 years old.
So
somebody
wait,
who
on,
was, no, listen to me, somebody who thought that they were, like, all the big guy that was going to, like, you know, have them have fun in L.A. and all this kind of stuff. You're the same thing on the East Coast.
All right, hold on, Kelly.
Let
him respond.
Tell you
he's
this.
Been
no,
very
no, no.
good.
Okay,
he's letting
will.
You talk.
One more thing I want to say to you.
Well, do you want to respond on the first thing?
Well, just let me say one more thing, and then you can respond the whole darn time.
Okay.
Is that just please remember that these young girls are still formating. And they need to have their minds. And you're imprinting shit in their minds of their daddies and different things like this, their daddy lack of, you know, the lack of daddies or whatever.
I don't know.
Let James respond, please. Go ahead, James.
Well, most girls around here, they get up by a drug dealer or a convicted felon. This happened to my ex-fiancé, okay?
Uh-huh.
God's honest truth, he threw something in her drink, got knocked up, and 4 weeks later, you know, basically married my fiance, all right, 35 years old. But it's the same thing with the girls, all the girls around here at that friggin' age. What's the big difference if they marry someone or date someone who actually has a fucking job that's not on drugs? All right?
So
some
why
of them
do you have to put yourself in that position to be with young girls like this?
Well, let me finish. You know,
okay.
I mean, they never have guys hold doors open for them or take them to nice places or buy them clothing.
Oh,
am I right in this?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you are.
Hey, hold on. How do you know, Kelly? Let him talk.
I don't think you're the knight in fucking shining armor that's going to come and give these little girls all the daddy shit that they needed. I really don't. I think that you basically you and giving them money just like a sugar daddy.
All right, hold on, Kelly. I'm going to mute you for 1 second. James, I'm going to speak for Kelly. She's saying that you are predatory, if, for lack of a better term, with these girls. That's
okay.
What she's trying to say. So she's convinced of it.
Stereotyping me without a doubt.
But But,
all right? She's known two girls that I've dated that are 19 years old, all right? And automatically I'm being profiled as a predator, all right? I don't ask these girls to date me. I don't.
But you have to understand that's how it's going to look to people because you are 47 years old and these girls are 19 and 20 or 21, that people are going to project certain things onto you, right or wrong. So, first of all, if they're not right, then explain yourself. And if
Jay, you want to
pause? Oh, hold on, Kelly. You're not on mute anymore. Sorry. You're still in the air.
Sorry.
You know, I know what Kelly's trying to say. I mean, I'll put it this way. You fit a stereotype. You fit a mold. It may not be you. It may be unfair criticism for you, but you certainly, you know, like, walks like a duck, looks like a duck. So if you're not that way, then just explain it that way.
No, I'm not. I mean, like I said, my last fiance, she's 35 years old.
Right.
Okay? I didn't stalk her. She asked me out. I showed up, and next thing you know, we fell in love, and we were together 24/7 for 2 years. Right? And if for some reason, every girl after that, you know, it was actually one girl before Janelle that was 23. And then, you know, then it was Janelle. And then after that, you know, another girl. So, I mean, like, I'm not asking anyone out. All right?
But do you play a dad? I mean, is there a psychology here when you meet these girls? Like, do you do the sugar daddy thing? Do you say you have a job? Do you say, you know, do you act like a father figure? I mean, do you do things like this? Are you, I mean, if you do, are you aware that you do? Or
well,
do you not? I mean, are they just... I'm sorry, what?
Here's my relationship with my ex-fiance, okay? I would send her to hair salons to get her hair done, okay? I would take her clothes shopping. I would take her out to nice places. How does that look? Do I look like a sugar daddy? What, I was paying her bills. Obviously, if she's my fiance, I'm financially responsible in some sort of way, all right?
Except with child support.
What's the difference between that and a 20-year-old? Now I look like a sugar daddy.
Now,
right,
are these healthy 20-year-olds, or are these, you know, I think that's what they're saying. These are broken people. You said in your town that a lot of girls are pregnant at 17. So these are girls that, don't, like at 20, I had a pretty good head on my shoulders, working full-time, going to school full-time. And I would,
yeah,
unless it was, you know, Kurt Russell, I really wouldn't have dated a 47-year-old. I was looking at, you know, 25, 30 tops. Just because we related. So I think that's the thing, is how do you relate to a 20-year-old that's broken, that probably doesn't have a dad, and do you think they're looking at you for those things, and is it predatory for you to be in a relationship with girls? Because they might be looking for their dad, so I know they ask you out, you're saying, but at some point it's someone's responsibility to say, I'm not right for you, I don't get you, or maybe you do, I don't know, maybe you understand and can relate to 20-year-olds.
Well, most of the girls I've dated are looking for a mentor, all right? Someone to jumpstart their life. They're tired of dating these stupid, broke-ass friggin' niggers that are going to turn around and destroy their lives and all that. I'm not racist, by the way. That's
clearly. Why don't I give anyone that impression?
It's actually, I think it's a song or something like that they get that expression from, but this is what I'm told.
No, it's
all right,
100 years of slavery to be so they get it. Not close.
No,
but continue. Like I said, you can say whatever you want in here.
This is what I'm told by these girls, all right? You know, so they're actually, you know, they're more receptive to a guy like me, you know, because I treat them good, all right? It doesn't mean I'm a sugar daddy or anything like that.
But
right?
Playing a mentor role is, maybe it's
a
not
mentor.
A father, but mentor.
That's semantics.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It could be. It could not be. I don't know. I mean, again, it's just a question, James. It certainly. I'll tell you the truth. I'll just be real honest with you. I was not creeped out by you until you said mentor. So maybe maybe it is semantics. That is a little creepy. And I'm not saying it's even predatory. It's just, you know, to take any kind of role in a relationship outside of boyfriend in a sexual relationship is weird to me. If it's mentor or, you know, even sugar daddy, whatever, it's all kind of like, it's already one step removed from boyfriend. And then now, that's where people are kind of sniffing out that there's some leverage being sought here and there's something removed and creepy about it. You understand that?
Well, that's their opinion. They're entitled to it.
Of course.
I mean, with these girls, obviously, you know, they're dating these young guys that don't even know how to treat them right. You know, I don't know about you. I was raised Italian. All right? When a girl is intimate with you, you're supposed to do the right thing. You're supposed to help her with the bills and take her shopping and make her happy and just do all these wonderful things for her. It's just an Italian thing. You know? We're tight with our family and we're tight with our friends.
But do you understand that, and again, I'm not saying it's wrong, and 20-year-olds are hot, so I'm not judging you on that. I'm just saying, to take the role as a mentor with a young girl, unless you're her mentor, I mean, unless you're like her agent and there's no sexual relationship whatsoever, then being a mentor is fine. You know, like, go be a big brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's great. There's nothing wrong with being a mentor, but when you enter a sexual relationship with a young girl and then you play the role of mentor, I'm not saying it's illegal or creepy. I mean, it is creepy to me. I'm not saying it's illegal. But what you're doing is you're now, and this is, I think, what Kelly's talking about when she's talking about manipulation and these girls aren't fully formed, because now they're looking up to you as a mentor and they
uh-huh.
want to trust and respect you. But then you start mixing sex into it and they are not formed enough to separate it. And you do have a huge amount of leverage over them, because now they trust and respect you as a mentor, quote unquote, or father figure, quote unquote, and you're having sex
uh-huh.
with them. You can see how, if you do it right, if you play it right, you could literally control their life in a negative way. Do you see that?
Oh, no, I'm controlling type. I mean, like, when I say mentor, all right. I had a girlfriend, Kathy, all right, who was 22. This is right before, you know, I met Janelle. Now, she had her choices in life, all right. She could turn around and take me seriously, all right, because she was on drugs, all right, a lot of drugs. And she just decided to get a couple of tattoos and work in a strip club. I said, honey, this is the wrong path in life. Why don't we just stop what you're doing, because you're doing the wrong thing, all right? She got into a car accident, and she took out 5 cars and knocked down a boat and caused a couple of $100,000 in damage. That's how bad it was. So ultimately, I gave her a choice in life. I said, listen, you know, we can turn around and try and work something out, all right? As a couple, I'll put you through school. I'll help you whatever you want, all right? That's what I mean by mentor, all right? If
yeah,
you care something,
sound like a mentor. That sounds like a dad.
Well, a dad. What are you going to do when you care about someone? You know, you do anything you can, right?
Exactly. So we got one more caller. Brody's been on hold for 40 minutes. I apologize. We got a lot of callers, but Brody, you're on the air with James Duffy.
Hi, James. You defended Janelle's right to privacy several times throughout the interview. And as far as I'm concerned, she's sort of fair game, because didn't she put herself in a position to be judged by signing up for Teen Mom? And doesn't she make her living from exposing herself and her family? So I was just wondering why we should be respecting Janelle's privacy.
That's a good question.
Well, her privacy, as far as posting pictures of her house, her phone number, her address, people who have never met Janelle before, all right, they don't have the right to do this. All right, someone posted her diary pictures, no right whatsoever, because they had no permission whatsoever to take control over that diary. None.
But don't you think if she never went on that show that none of this would even be happening right now?
Well, probably, all right? Her life might be a whole lot different. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't be going through any sort of depression or anything like that. I mean, like, it's really hard on her. You have no idea. But, you know, she puts her life out there. She does that willingly. It's reality TV. I mean, like, she posts her relationship status just like every girl her age.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't see people attacking these other girls, because you look at a lot of her followers, okay? I mean, like, I see a gazillion pot smokers, all right, and they're posting their pictures on Instagram of a huge friggin' chunk of bud, all right, and their kid is right next to them while they're smoking, okay? Now, this is something Janelle doesn't do, all right? And for some reason, you know, when she posts all her stuff, everyone assumes she's a bad mother, all right, that she's terrible, and she's not. I swear to God, she's not.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
we're not going to, I mean, sorry to cut off. I don't want to talk about Janelle or bash Janelle, because one, I'm trying to get her on the show. And two, I know that was something you had asked us not to do, and respecting that, which I've sort of let the cat out of the bag, but I think people should know, since I've been attacking your character the last 10 minutes, that you did request that we never said anything bad about Janelle or you wouldn't do the interview. And I know I was supposed to keep that private, but I think that shows something.
Yes.
Cool. Brody, do you have any more questions?
No, I just basically wanted to say, like, anybody who does put themselves in the public eye should be expecting, you know, most of the insults and the invasion of privacy that comes to them. But that's just my opinion, and thank you for answering my question, James.
Thank you, Brody. And I think Brody does bring up a good point. I do agree with James, though, that there is a limit. Obviously, I am sensitive to the subject growing up as my mother is Roseanne, and, you know, I understand, people used to say that all the time, but they were going through our garbage and, you know, threatening to kill us, and I think there's a limit to how much privacy you really do get in the public eye, but that's another show. Era, you are on the line.
Hey, guys. Hey, James.
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I hear you.
Hey, James. I'm a friend of James's, and my question is, I have a two-part question. I'll keep it really short. Why is it any different of an older woman who is considered a cougar to date a younger guy and take care of him in society, and everybody doesn't have a problem with it? That's what bothers me the most. And my second part is it when James has been with these younger girls, he's always taking care of them. They weren't arrested for drugs. They weren't arrested for heroin. He's always, like he just said in that long question there with from that last girl, he's always said, I'm helping them get into a better situation. They weren't arrested. They weren't on drugs. He got them clean. He got them, you know, where they need to be. Why do people keep attacking him for trying to do the best? And like every woman wants, they want a guy who buys them gifts, who takes care of them, cooks dinner for him, and that's what he's done, and everybody attacks him for that. I just don't get it. My husband's 15 years older than me, and it's okay by society standard, you know, for a woman to go down, but not a guy to date younger. I don't understand.
We all love
it
when women go down. I mean, you know, that's actually a really good point, Era, and I'm going to field this one, James. That's a really good point, and that comes up a lot when we talk about child abuse with Vili and the teacher and all that story. But, if the roles were reversed and this is a 47-year-old woman, quote-unquote, mentoring a 20-year-old boy, everyone would say it was hot, and the boy would talk about how hot it is, and there's no social stigma attached. And that is a good point. I will give a theory. This is my own personal theory, but I think the reason is because, and I've said this before, men by nature are predatory, and I don't mean it in the bad stigma of the word. I just mean we hunt. You know, we're the ones that take the girl out to dinner. We're the ones that have to ask out. I mean, maybe predatory is a strong word, but we are the pursuers. And when you have an older male with younger woman, it's almost like a double amount of predatory energy, if you will. When it's an older woman and a 19-year-old or 20-year-old boy, you're still thinking on some level, this 19, 20-year-old boy, you know, he's going to look out for it. He would fuck anything that moved, and here's someone that's basically throwing their vagina on the grenade for him, and we're happy that he got laid, because that's all he cares about.
Ashton Kutcher?
I'm sorry, what?
Come to think, Demi Moore did that with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
20. I think he was, like, mid to late 20s. I think if you, like, when you talk about your fiancé, James, at 34, nobody gets the creep-out vibe.
No, it's a developmental age. It's not the age difference. It's the age of development that they're at, you know, being 18 to 20 or whatever it may be.
But what do you think about my latest Truth Hammer Era, my genius response to that? Do you think there's any truth to it?
I do. I was pregnant at 16, and then I never had a healthy relationship. So I can understand why people bash, you know, like, oh, my gosh, that's all these young girls know is, you know, hard relationships with older men. But it took an older man to save me in my life from, you know, doing things that I shouldn't have been doing and getting me out of the drug scene to, now whether or not it was because I was pregnant at 16 and I was raped at 20, it took an older man, not these young boys, to teach me, you know, how to grow up and not be an immature little 16, 17-year-old parent. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't understand why people continuously bash him when the proof is there. They weren't arrested when they were with him. They weren't on drugs when they were with him. And older men know how to take care of their women. I mean, come on.
So Eric, would you let your 17-year-old daughter date James? Let's say 18. 17? Let's say 18 to make it fair. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
Good question, James.
I don't. Okay, I will. I'll be really honest with you. If my daughter is 18 and he's, what, 30 years older than her, I would say no. But 20 years, within 15 years, you know, I would tell them if that's what is healthy and that and you're not on drugs and you're not getting in trouble and he's treating you good, then why? Rather than be with a 20-year-old that's taking you to the bars and saying, let's go to the strip clubs and let's do drugs together, clearly, like, Janelle has had bad influences in her life. I mean, these young guys that she keeps getting with continue to pull her down the drug path in the wrong ways.
But,
Era,
why would you say 20 years is okay but not 30? I'm interested why the cutoff there.
y'all are killing me. I feel that it is a little older. It is. Okay. It is a little, there is a huge gap. You know, when you're 47 and you're 17 or 47 and you're 18, there's not a whole lot of interest that, like you were saying earlier, that are the same.
Right.
But, you know, I am married to a man that's 15 years older than me. So I can't play, you know, that with my two daughters, and say, oh, no, you can't do it. I did it, but you didn't. There isn't a cutoff, but it would have to depend on the situation and whether or not, you know,
well,
they were a creeper.
James is your friend, you said, so.
Yes. Yeah, James is my friend.
So
know him,
knowing
talk
James,
to him.
Would that change it? Would you be okay with the 47-year-old if he was your friend, if he was like James?
If it was James, I trust him. I know him. I know his heart, so it would change that dynamic. I wouldn't have a problem with it because what people see on Twitter is his anger and
right.
his hate for being attacked all the time.
That's
they
okay.
don't talk to him. Yeah, they don't talk to him and know his life on an everyday basis. If they could talk to him on a, you know, sit down and talk to him like I have on, you know, on conversations, I think it would be a little bit different. Yeah, I'll choke somebody out if you talk about my kids. I'll choke somebody out if you call me out on Twitter. I say the same thing, but it's all in anger, like you said, and I respect you so much for saying that. Threaten somebody on Twitter is completely different than doing it in real life because
right.
everybody grows balls on Twitter. Everybody
exactly.
does.
Oh, according to my Twitter, I'm like a badass guy, but in real life, I like fucking hide with my cats inside when I see, you know, people of color outside.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank you, Era, for your phone call.
Thank you so much. Hell yeah, fucking.
Oh, sorry. Let me go back. There is a delay on Blog Talk. Era, please do it again.
Hell yeah, fucking right.
Hell yeah, fucking right. Look at that, James. You got a caller on your side. Now I got to ask you a question, James.
Okay.
She did say it was okay for you to date her daughters. Are her daughters hot?
I don't know. I haven't seen her daughters.
Well, you got it in there, buddy. I'm just telling you. All right. Any more callers? Because we've got to wrap up the show. Jen, I'll leave it up to you.
Well, the chat room was asking what he does for a living. Remember,
okay.
he got disconnected. So they want to know what you do for a living.
I make guitars from custom wood.
That's very cool. From hand? By hand?
Yeah, but, well, I have machines also. They're all I designed all the machines in my shop. You know, one of them is a linear duplicator, which will trace off one guitar neck and create the profile on the back of another. But my field, it's very specialized. See, when you go to the store and you buy, for example, a Fender Stratocaster, it'll come with a plain maple neck, and you might not like the feel of that neck or the size of the fret wire. And what happens is that eventually you get discouraged and you don't want to play. So what I do is I make them out of exotic wood, like bird's eye maple, flame maple, or cocobolo or something like that, some really crazy, nice-looking wood. And, you know, I cater the profile of the neck, you know, so that it's more comfortable for the players and they have their options and stuff like that. Basically, it makes the guitar look better, play better, and feel better and whatever. But
and do you have a website you want to plug, or you probably don't want to? Cause all the
no, I don't want to plug it.
Gotcha. But you do take care of – you do make money.
Yeah, I do.
All right. I got one last caller, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Beth, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just curious to see why does he feel compelled to be financially responsible for his girlfriends that he dates, but he don't feel responsible financially for his children?
That's a great question, James.
Question.
Huh?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Of course, you never want to answer anything that is offensive to you. Anytime anybody says anything offensive to you on Twitter, you threaten to put up news. You threaten to expose their lives. I mean, you're 47 years old. like, you would think that you would have better things to do, like preparing for retirement and things like that, versus being involved with Janelle Evans, a teen mom. I mean, really? You know, like, you get off on any kind of drama that happens in her life. You want to be, like, the middleman in it. It's, like, time to move on. Get over it. Like, find yourself someone your age. Go on vacation. Live a life. You revolve your life around Janelle Evans. It's ridiculous.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Look at
no.
your Twitter.
Let's get back to your question. Let's get back to your first question in regards
your
to
children.
My kids.
Why don't you take care of your children?
I don't know. Why does the judge allow them to see my kids when I was paying $1,100 a week
a
in child?
It isn't a peep show.
No. Answer my question. Because there's no such thing as a deep mom. That's why.
Well, I mean, obviously you don't think Janelle is a deadbeat mom because you're a deadbeat dad. You guys are
no.
one.
I paid. 4 years, you explained to me why I couldn't see my son, that I had a court order that says I'm there Christmas and all these other holidays and every
Look
other weekend.
Look at your track record.
And
if I was your wife, I would never let you see my children either. You might go after their friends when they're teenagers.
What are you talking about?
You're a pervert.
You're talking about my kids.
You're a 50-year-old man, and you go after 17 and up. It's 23 is the top that you'll date. And you try to say you don't know Anchorum. Whenever some kind of new name pops up as Janelle Evans drama, you go search in the net to try to find a connection to that person, and then you strive on that.
Strive on what?
On Janelle's drama.
All right,
it's getting a little off. Better to do?
All right, Beth, I'm gonna mute you just so we can stay on topic. God, people fucking they fucking hate you, James. You're a real people person.
You know what? I took kids financially throughout the whole relationship, even afterwards. All right, my salary was garnished, and for some stupid reason, the damn judges in Nassau and Suffolk County just don't enforce the friggin' laws that they supposedly were elected to, enforce. All right, that's the God's honest truth. You can't explain why I had 116 court appearances in a year and a half and still didn't have my kids. The last time I walked into the courtroom with 30 police reports, all right, the judge turns around and tells me, unless a police officer is here to testify, she's throwing out the court case. All right, so it's hopeless. I walked away and I washed my hands because if I can't see my kids, why am I paying child support? All right, she was already remarried. All right? And just basically robbed my damn kid. So there's the answer to your
question. I'm not going to take any more callers now. We got to wrap up. So everybody that held and called or had questions, we did our best to get everyone. But I want to talk to James for a minute myself. What can you do to get a relationship with your kids back now that we know this? I mean, are you just out of luck with the courts?
I'm waiting it out. All right? I know my oldest son. He's old enough to contact me. I'll gladly take him back. He saw his mother in action when the cops would come there and show the court order, you know, saying I had visitation that day. My ex-wife would turn around, pick up the phone, get her attorney on the phone, and turn around and say, we'll take this up in court. Unfortunately, your heart sinks because a police officer turned around and told me, I can't rip the kid out of her arms. All right. And if you read the police reports, it says he wanted to come with me. All right, that it was my day, it was a court order and all that stuff, and unfortunately, the courts just don't throw moms in jail for being a deadbeat mom.
No,
all right, they just want money, and they don't want you to let you see your kids, regardless of your demeanor or how good of a parent you are.
I mean, I do know that the laws are usually in favor of the mother. I don't know how it is in South Carolina, but, this is not the first time I've heard this, but there's got to be some way that you can reach out to them. I mean, maybe through Facebook let me ask you this. If you did reach out to your kids, is there a court order preventing you from that? I mean, would you be crossing some legal barrier?
No. My court order, I'm supposed to have my kids every other weekend, and I'm supposed to have them on Wednesdays. I pick my little guy up at Friday, and I drop him off at Monday so that his mother does not have a chance to pull him out of daycare and pull all the crap that she did, all right? Unfortunately, the last straw was when she pulled him out of daycare, so I had no way of picking him up now, all right? And the cops were showing up, all right, because the exchange, it started off at TGI Fridays. She wasn't showing up there. So the court gave me more visitation and moved it over to the police department. Then she wasn't showing up there either, all right? And the police is sitting there. I'd show up at the police station. They'd write out my report. I'd go back to court. And then eventually the judge had enough, and they said, you're going to pick him up at daycare. This way she doesn't have a chance to do it. The first thing she does is instruct daycare not to give me my son, all right? So we're back in court again, and then they give me Friday to Monday, all right, and I have him all weekend. I pick him up at daycare, and then I drop him off, all right? And it was the same bullshit. You know, eventually she pulled him out of daycare, and I had no way of getting my kid because the court is not going to enforce it. So as far as my financial obligations, you know, I can sit there and fight for my kids. I spent over $100,000 in attorney's fees. I went through 12 lawyers, and I did everything to get my kids back. But unfortunately, the judges don't do jack fucking shit in Long Island for your kids. All right? Am I a good dad? Absolutely. You know, I cook. I do all the shopping. I did all the cleaning. You know, I'm a good parent. I teach my kids. I sat down. I read to them every night. You know, I'm definitely a role model dad as far as my kids were concerned. All right, so there was no reason to play the freaking games. And every time I try to see my kids, they turn around and pull some other bullshit story why I can't see them. So eventually you give up.
Well, I'm going to offer you some unsolicited advice, but one thing I've learned in my 34 years is that, right or wrong, the people that are around us, the people that we attract in our lives, the situations that continually happen, the patterns that repeat, those are things that we do have control over. And sorry to get all fucking psychotherapy on you, but you know, whenever I talk to you and ask a question, you've been great answering, by the way, but I do detect this anger and then this constant somebody else is fucking me, somebody else is trying to screw me over. And at 47 years old, man, I'm sure you've been telling this story over and over. Even if it's true, there's got to be a point for you where you go, I've got to change this fucking tape in my head. I've got to change the way in which I live my life and the people that I encircle and the way I treat people, because you're going to be 70 talking this way, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
nah,
even if you're...
I haven't brought... It's been years.
You haven't,
I really haven't. I haven't brought my kids up in years. It's just someone recently just decided to stalk my life and bring all of this stuff up, so...
Yeah, but I'm not talking to you about child support. I understand. I understand the way you feel. I understand you felt like you were doing your job as a dad, you were not allowed to see your kids, and you went, fuck you. I get it. I get it. But there's certain ways, if the court fucking... If my wife and we had kids, and I'll put it this way. If me and my wife divorced, she would not keep the kids away from me, because she's not the type to do that. She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't play games like that. I would not have married a woman that would play games like that. So you got to take some responsibility. This woman, even if she's playing games, even if she's a cunt, fucking hash brown cunt face, whatever, I'm not good on Twitter. Much better on Twitter when I can take my time. Even if she's a big old cunt, that's still, you got to take responsibility. You had kids with a cunt. I mean, you got to see that you're rolling that.
Yeah,
tell me you see.
I know.
It. You do, right?
I see it.
Okay, so what are we going to do from this point forward? You're, I'm not going to bring up your age, but it's time to
start
talking
about...
I'm not
going to date any more cunts.
You're not going to what?
I'm not going to date any more cunts.
Oh, look at that. Progress, baby. But in order to... Here's the worst part. Here's the shitty part of this intervention. In order to attract women that are not cunts, you can't be an asshole.
That's a dirty crack.
But it's true. Like, you got, if you're going to attract like a nice, responsible woman, you've got to, you know, you got to attract that kind of woman by being that way yourself.
True.
Lady Di's not going to go out with me. I mean, she's dead. But someone responsible wouldn't go out with me at 20 years old because I'm an idiot. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you've got an opportunity now, James. Forget the fucking Janelle crap. Forget the child molesting bullshit that everyone's saying that you said isn't true. I'm going to take your word for it. Let's get your life going now in a direction where your kids, I don't know how many you have, but where they can have you back in their life and you can have them back in your life. Because here's the last nail in the hammer. You've dated 20-year-olds without dads, and you've seen what fucking nightmare people they are, and your kids are going to be swimming in that kind of bullshit pool without you around. And you've got to stop that. You've got to catch them before it's too late. Because they'll be dating 50-year-old pervs. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Any final words, my brother?
No, that's it.
Can I get one?
Other than, yeah,
oh,
right.
Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Hell yeah, fucking right.
That's what I was going to ask. All right, James, you're a trooper. You know, I didn't know anything going about you. You know, good and bad, I'll tell you, you answered every one of my questions. You never hung up like everyone told me you were going to. You let people talk even when they were bashing you. And I have to say, you're welcome back anytime. I hope you will consider this relationship open with me, and don't unfollow me on Twitter, don't block me, and I'd love to have you back sometime. Would you
be
open to that? All right, brother. You take care of yourself.
All right. You
later, James.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Fucking right. Jen.
Yes.
Oh, sweating. You know, I'm going to take him on his word. You know, maybe he's out hustling 14-year-olds and banging them on the head and, you know, choking them and all that. But, you know, you got to take people on their word at a time. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say my opinion on James in the hour and a half, 40 minutes I spent on the phone. I'm going to say I don't think he's a child molester. What do you think, Jen?
Well, child molester, I wouldn't say that. I'd just say it's an unhealthy relationship. Bister.
Right. Which, who isn't nowadays, right?
Right, but, you know, I it's creepy. But, you know, I've been with, or I've at least made out with guys that were 20 years older before, and I don't think it's healthy, and they were totally a daddy figure, so, from that point of view, and I was broken at that age, so I think he needs to go after a little bit older women that aren't broken.
I think he needs to get his shit straight before he goes after anybody, and that's the thing. You know, this is the Jake Pentland Show. This is the point. This is why I do what I do. The people in your life are there as a mirror and a reflection of where you're at in your head. So if you're constantly surrounded by douche nozzles that will try and fuck you over and, you know, pass out in drugs, that's the kind of company you're keeping. And that should tell you a lot about yourself. And when you're an 18-year-old girl who wants a daddy figure, yeah, the daddy guy might be a little creepy, but you're a 19-year-old girl looking for a dad. That's not healthy. Even if you don't have a dad, why do we cut you slack? You should be at 19 or 20. You should be going, fuck, I don't have a dad. I need to figure this shit out for my own. I'm dealt a bad card, but I need to build up my own responsibility and confidence and stop going after pervs. They have to take responsibility too. So that's the truth hammer for today.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, shit.
Chris Hansen, you're on the phone. What do you think? Chris. I've got James's tracking number. I know where he lives. I've got his address. Eli, great job. Thank you, everybody, for calling and Twitter war. I hope I know my follower count will drop by about 100 after the show. I'm prepared for it emotionally, but I hope you enjoyed the show. And last but not least, thank you, Kathy fucking Reynolds, who's the one that got James Duffy booked. We love you. This was a tremendous show, and I want to thank you specifically. Anything else, Jen?
Next week, you want to say who we're interviewing? Who'll be on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Big news. Sarah Gilbert. I know people won't think it's that cool because they think I know her and we're friends, but we're not. Who played Darlene on The Roseanne Show and who's a big old lesbian now is going to allow me to interview her. So she will be my guest. It will be pre-taped. She's busy doing some lesbian things on Saturday. So tune in next Saturday, same time, and you can hear me interview Sarah Gilbert. And, yes, I will be calling her lesbian through most of the interview. And then after, I don't think we're booked. So there you go. Thank you for listening. Jen, thank you. Eli, thank you. Kathy, thank you. James.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going shooting. Oh, wait, I can't say. All right.
Oh, yeah, don't say shh.
I won't. Okay, shh. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.